Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you today?
Hi. Good. And our guest today is Joanna Alexopoulos.
Joanna Alexopoulos.
Yes. And this is how we met. Apparently, we have a mutual friend named Linda Gross, who has been on the show a number of times. And Linda has, we were both in boot camp together, the TMTV boot camp, which is where I meet a lot of guests when I go in and do it. And what happened was that Linda texted me, and she goes, well, I got somebody that you should have on. And she sent me Joanna, and she introduced me to her. And there was a chat, meeting that we spoke, and it was basically, that's how it happened. And now, Joanna, you know, let's start off by getting to know you. You said that you're
writing.
Well,
can I say hello, Joanna? It's so nice to meet you, because I have not met her yet, and I'm so glad to have you on today. We are. And looking forward to hearing some good information. Welcome to the show, Joanna.
Right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Johnny, and thank you, Barbara. It's a pleasure being here.
Now,
awesome. I'm excited.
You,
go ahead, Johnny. What were you,
wanting to tell me? She said you were telling me that you wrote a book, correct? Why don't you tell us what kind of inspired you to want to write that book?
Okay, sure. Actually, my spiritual journey and life experiences became the catalyst for which this book was created. In 2012, Johnny, I went through what many may call the dark night of the soul. And I honestly didn't think I would make it. I became very ill, and every day became a struggle. But at that time, Jesus came through and lifted me up with a gentle message of encouragement to accept this challenge as the greatest gift that is soon to unfold. At that time, I didn't have any idea, you know, what this was. And even after much prayer and contemplation, I continued feeling lost and very much alone. And it was a period of 7 years of all of this feeling of loneliness and loss and just not knowing where I was going and what was happening to me, that finally I was guided to connect with my spirit guides. And this happened through a process called channeling, which is a soul-to-soul connection experience. So my guides came through, and they're my mentors and my greatest supporters, and a beautiful journey began. And they helped me through my most difficult time, and also enlightened me with wisdom to share. So they informed me of my soul global mission, which is to assist in healing our planet by awakening our people to their divine truth and power to heal themselves, which then we'll create a collaboration of healing for our planet. And that was just like crazy. I didn't know what was happening, but I just, you know, took it for what it was. And then years passed, and 2019, after a two-week spiritual retreat in Brazil, I returned and I sat at the computer one day, and the Ascended Masters came through. And they spoke to me and offered their wisdom to help our world, and then awaken to your truth. The time is now is a result of this communication. So I'm the messenger, and I see awaken as a platform of humility and gratitude that is being shared with others now to get what they need to make their lives better. So that's my little story
amazing.
Of all time.
But
yeah.
I have a question because I struggle to even know who my spirit guides are. It sounds like you knew who they were clearly, and then you could actually hear them speak to you clearly. How do you get to that point?
Yeah, well, it was interesting because I got to the point, that point, because I went through so much heartache in my life being a hypersensitive empath and not knowing that I was that. And so I was suffering greatly, and I was also suffering from the, you know, from the upbringing that I had in a Christian environment, which was full of rules and regulations, and I was just suffocating, and I wanted a way out, and I just didn't fit in anywhere. And then what happened was eventually when I crashed the first time and I just blatantly gave up on life, they came through one very lonely night in the middle of the night when I had my computer in hand and in bed, actually feeling so sorry for myself that I just gave up. I said, that's it. I can't live. I can no longer live this way. That's basically what I said. And then, I don't know, something came upon me and I was like guided to open up this computer. And then I went to, I found this YouTube video that Doreen Virtue, I call her the Angel Lady. I was following her. I had read a lot of her books, and I was just amazed with what she does and her connection to the spirit world and to angels. And I was just fascinated by all of that. And I always was from a kid, always fascinated with the unknown. Like I said, I was different. And then anyway, so I was I came across this video, and then lo and behold, it was about connecting with your spirit guides, and that fascinated me. I thought, well, wow. And so I did that, and I picked up a pen and paper, and that was it. They came through loud and clear and said, we are here. We are here. We are your spirit guides. We love you. You are not alone. You are never alone. And they just gave me hope. They gave me hope and courage. And the rest is history. And I think that's my biggest message, that, you know, we think we're separate from each other, from God and from the spirit world and from angels and guides and everything. And we're not. They're here with us, and they're walking our paths with us, and they're helping us, and they're wiping away our tears, and they're showing us the way. And all we have to do is open up to them. We have
to just ask. I am wondering, because I grew up in a Christian household too, and I felt it was frustrating as well with all the rules, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
But so were you not feeling that Jesus was one of your spirit guides? What is the difference between Jesus as the spirit, or which is a guide, or spirit guides, which a lot of people talk about? Is it separate, or can they be all the same?
No, there is no separation, actually. Jesus, yes, Jesus is a leader of the Ascended Masters, actually, and the Ascended Masters is who the collective that came through me to write the book. But I just felt a disconnect at that time. Now I understand that God is, we are oneness. We are a universal energy. We are interconnected with each other, with us here in physicality and up there in the non-physical form. We're one. So angels, guides, whatever resonates with you, you invite. So you resonate with Jesus, you invite Jesus to help you. We're all together in this, and this is God's divine family, and we're part of God's divine family. So, yeah,
what about
but at that time, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, and I I want to agree because I do feel like Jesus is a spirit guide, but I also want other spirit guides. But are our past relationships, people who have passed on, are they spirit guides or can they be spirit guides as well?
Well, yes, they can. However, a lot of times they don't want to be because they're not. They have a lot of things that they have to learn, and there's as there are different levels here of consciousness on this earth plane that we call our school. Really, Earth is a school for us to experience and to learn through our experiences, if we so choose to. Some learn and others don't, and they repeat the lessons. But anyway, yeah. When we cross over to our other life in heaven, and we all go to heaven, there's different levels there as well of consciousness. So what happens is the souls that cross over have things that they still have to learn, and they're not ready yet to be our guides. Guides are a higher, even higher consciousness. They are highly evolved. So some, you know, they may not be ready, but when they are ready, when they've learned and they've evolved up in heaven, then they may, in fact, connect with us and be our spirit guides. But they are our guardians. You know, you've heard of guardian angels.
I like
they
that.
They do. They're here, and they, you know, all you have to do is think of them, and they're here, and they're showing us, they're showing up in different ways, ways that we can, you know, understand. You know, some people receive a white feather, and they know, when you know in your heart that, when you all of a sudden have this feeling that, oh, that's my mom, you know, then it is your mother. You trust what comes through. You know, other people, they get dimes. Spirit gives us dimes. Our loved ones. Or, dimes. Or
you say signs, right? Like we could be watching
for. A cardinal, a bird. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. So should we be watching for these signs, not just
yes.
Oblivious, but really try to be in tune with our spiritual path and what is around us? Because I did that. I have been doing that. And it's so odd that you mentioned white feather today, because I do have a white bird. It's just a little parakeet, but it rarely loses feathers. The other green one always is preening and all that. This
wow.
one, there was two little white feathers on the platform,
yes.
And I thought, that's odd, and not. I'm not kidding, Joanna. I am not kidding. I thought of my mother.
That's great.
Isn't that weird? And then
you
are mentioning that.
Yeah, you know what? When we open our minds, we receive. If we're closed-minded, we're not going to receive. And if you want to receive guidance from your angels, your guides, whoever in the benevolent realms, you have to invite them. Because we have to remember that we have freedom of choice. We are free to choose our way through life. And so if they don't impart on our freedom of choice. And if you, like, I wake up every morning and I welcome them into my day and I'm grateful for them, and I say, you know, help me to be the best I can be today. Remind me of who I am and the divine connection that I have to you, to God. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. You know, when we remember ourselves, when we remember that we are spiritual beings first, we're not physical. We're not this density. That's the physical body. We're spirit in flesh. Then spirit helps us because we understand, and thus we connect, and we're open. When we open, we receive. So that's, you know, that's basically what my book is and what my teachings are all about the connection that we are and how we can help ourselves navigate through our lives to be better and to live without stress and to live our purpose.
and to have passion in our lives. You know, there's no need for stress. We create it. So
really?
This
I
is
had
what I do.
Again.
Yeah. This is.
And
yeah.
I thought, gosh,
well,
don't be that way. Your life is good. Don't sweat the small
yes.
stuff. Okay,
yes.
well, let's be more mindful to live that way. And that's why we like to have healers like yourself come on the show. It's, people need to be reminded. I do. I need to be reminded sometimes every single day. And what is your daily routine to keep really in tune spiritually? Do you meditate?
Yes, I begin my, I have a morning practice, and what I do in the morning is I breathe. I have a breathing exercise that I do. And then I light a bit of a sacred smoke before chanting a mantra, and then I focus on gratitude and what fills my heart with joy, and I do a little visualization exercise. And this is all before I turn on my cell phone. So another thing to do is to drink a lot of water, because water is magic. It really is. And we don't drink enough. And if you drink enough water, I'm telling you, your life is going to change. You know, drink water.
I have a question. How has your family been with this? I mean, have they been accepting, or have they been supportive, or, I mean, how?
My husband was not accepting me with my connection with the spirit world at the beginning. He thought pretty much that I had gone mad. So, you know, I was talking to him about what they were sharing about, for example, deep things like religion and what religion is or what it does, and he was like, oh my God, what's happening with you? Don't repeat this to anyone. They're going to think you're crazy. It started like that. Yeah.
Oh,
and I have to tell you, my husband, we've been married 41 years, and we have a loving relationship, and he's very supportive. He's been throughout my whole life, except at this time, he just couldn't, he needed to process it, because this is huge. And I couldn't tell anybody else. I tried to tell a few friends, and they thought I was nuts.
Oh.
And then my spirit guide said to me, listen, don't force anything on anyone. Everyone is where they need to be with their level of understanding. It's okay. Relax. Your husband will eventually get it. Just be patient with him. It's a process. So I did that. And you know what? Hey,
he came around.
Within a very short time. Yeah.
Well, also, it's positive. Who can argue with changing your life to be more positive and more loving and less stressed out? You know, I'm sure eventually he was so glad about it. But I wanted to go back to... Go ahead.
No, that's exactly it. The messages were all positive, and they were all loving, and to prove to him that this is all beautiful, I connected actually with his mother, my mother-in-law, who had passed away. So I said, you want to talk to your mom? So, people like me who channel benevolent beings in the higher realms, we also channel the lowering vibrations, those that have crossed over, our loved ones. However, that's not my drive. That's not my thing. That's not my purpose, to give readings, to people. But I did that just to prove a point to him and to say, okay, what do you want to ask your mom? and he did. And he was like, what? It was beautiful.
How did you, I know you weren't out to just prove anything, really. You were just doing it out of your heart and soul. But how did he become such a believer? Because if he was a disbeliever of it, then he could still have not believed that you connected with his mom. So what really was it during that reading that made him say, wow, you are connecting with my mom?
Well, because certain things that I said that were that he only knew came through, and he affirmed that these were correct. So that's what made him believe. But also, I think what also made him believe that I have a gift is that I did physical healings on people, and this is before I started to connect with spirit. I was guided actually way before my connection with my spirit guides to do healings on people. And I just had this passion. I was in my 40s at that time. And what I was doing was people would say, like, you know, I would do it long distance, and I would also do it hands-on with my own family. So I would just place long distance healings. I would visualize the people and the person, and I would see streams of light coming through and going directly to the place where the person needed the healing. And this would happen within minutes. Like, it wasn't a long process. And all of a sudden, the person would be better. So it was like crazy, you know. And I thought, wow, I'm helping people. That's great, you know. And then hands-on healing, I was doing it just placing my hand on people, like my husband who had a soccer injury on his knee and on his shoulder one time when he put out his shoulder. And within seconds, he got miraculously healed. And also with my sons, and also with neighbors in Greece. We have a house in Greece. We go to every summer, and I was known as the healer of the neighborhood.
Oh, that's amazing!
Yeah.
Can you heal over the phone,
though? I know.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
Could you do anything like that? Say over the phone, because I know a lot of people are doing their business over the phone, and you can do that as well.
Yes, because see, what we have to understand is that everything is energy. Everything is energy. We're living in a vibrational universe. Everything is energy. Thought is energy. Word is energy. So we can connect anywhere, any place, anytime with anyone. And it is felt and realized because it's energy. Through energy, we are energetic beings, divine beings. We have
exactly.
So much power, we don't even realize it. Yeah.
People are not even using a quarter of their power, I'm sure.
So
it's
let
about
me tell
belief.
You, I mean...
That's energy.
You know,
love,
I'm not,
belief.
I'm not the only one that can do this. You know, you can do this. Everybody can do this. We just haven't come into our power yet. And that's basically what I'm here to do, share these messages to help people understand who they are. Who are we? And why we're here.
I have a couple of questions about getting there. I know a lot of people go and take psychedelic drugs. They travel far and wide to places. What do you think about that? They think that's going to open up their brain more to let it come in. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think that you need anything outside of yourself to help you to get to this peaceful state of beingness. I think God has equipped us with everything that we need to empower ourselves, to connect with our higher self. We have to trust and we have to believe in the power that we are and not use other things to get there, to open our minds. Because you know what? That's not the answer. No, it's very dangerous.
Seems like more evil.
I don't believe.
Do you even believe that?
And you know
what? There is a devil.
Yeah, when you believe that, it is. It becomes. You know, when you're in a bad place and you believe that there's Satan and the devil's coming after you and you have all these, negative beliefs in your mind, and then you open up and you take these drugs and you open yourself up to connect to your higher self. Well, you know who's going to come in?
The devil. Evil.
Yes. There is the devil, but there's negative entities. Yeah, negative spirits.
There's
going to be dark spirits.
There's dark spirits, aren't there?
Yeah, the dark spirits are going to come in and take hold of you.
People get violently ill when they do it, too, and they have bad, huge crying jags. And I just think I would be so afraid to take drugs. I've always been really afraid of any kind of psychedelic drugs. I've never done it. I don't like feeling like out of control completely. That's so scary to me. So that's good to know. So we have the power within us. Wow. We need to tap into that.
Yes.
How do we do that with you?
You know what, Barbara? The only thing that we need to do is to just quiet ourselves, quiet our minds, which means get into that quiet state of inner beingness. Meditate. People think it's hard. It's not hard. It just takes practice to discipline yourself. I think it's all disciplining yourself to sit with yourself. People are afraid to sit with themselves because their mind is going crazy. But, you know, if you put on a guided meditation, I mean, there's so many out there now. You know, you Google that.
Yes.
And you put in a guided meditation, even 5 minutes. 5 minute guided meditation to start your day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
What about a deep breath before you go on and perform? What about a couple of deep breaths before you are going on stage? That is a form of it, I believe, and that helps tremendously. So why wouldn't 5 minutes, 10? I mean, if 1 minute works, of course it does. And it is discipline. I really believe it is, because it's hard. It's hard saying, hey, I'm going to sit down here and I'm going to pay my bills, and I don't want to, but you have the discipline to do that.
Yeah.
You have the discipline to close your eyes, lay back for 10 minutes, and just clear your mind out. And it's so beneficial, isn't it? Because instead of just being scattered, I think that was my problem today. I should have just closed my eyes and done a little mini meditation, because then you open your eyes and things you see more clearly, don't you? Somehow you do.
Yeah, you do, absolutely. And you know what, Barbara, you don't even have to do that. If you don't want to meditate, you can go out in nature, and anything that you do and when you're fully present, and let's say you're out in nature and you're out by the water, or, you know, you're walking on the grass and without your shoes, I highly recommend taking your barefoot walk on your grasses, because it's connecting to Gaia, it's connecting to that beautiful energy, and it's grounding us. But, I mean, anything that takes you out of your mind and into your heart, anything that keeps you in the present state of awareness is the key, you know, to success. And breathing, as you said, breathing is our power tool. And we don't breathe properly.
Whoa. Are you
now,
there,
my...
Joanna?
Hmm.
Joanna.
Yeah, you there, Joanna? I don't know.
She was disconnected somehow, and I heard a beep, and then...
She seems to be still on the phone, on the line.
Why don't we have Joanna, maybe you could, if you can hear us, hang up and call back again, because something haywired, and that's the only way you get the connection back, right, Johnny? So let's hope that... What's that sound? I've never heard this sound before on the show.
I've never heard this sound either. Let me see what I'll do. I'll try something. Okay.
Turn down that sound. Disconnect the call and then reconnect please. And I'll just don't talk aloud. I will talk and entertain the listeners while you go and take care of that. Thank you. Okay, I'll give her a shout out while... Johnny, can you not talk aloud? Yes. I'm going to do the shout out for Joanna Alexopoulos while Johnny goes and gets her back on the line. We're sorry about the interruption, but her website is awakeningyourtruth.com. And she's also on Instagram and Facebook under the same name, Awakening Your Truth, which is so easy to find. And she's also on YouTube. But just add something when you go on YouTube to find her. It's Awakening Your Truth with Joanna for her YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has an email address, info@awakeningyourtruth. So that's Joanna Alexopoulos, and she is a healer, and I was thoroughly enjoying this talk with her. So hopefully Johnny will get her back on soon. And
I'm sure we will.
I have a question, because what I find very interesting is when people have an upbringing, a Christian upbringing, and they're frustrated with that.
Hello.
But there are good. Hi, Joanna. Okay, I just gave you your shout out with all of your social media while you were away. We don't know what happened, but we are glad you're back.
Okay, yes, I don't know what happened. Wow. All right.
Oh, that was odd.
So where were we? Yes, I was just saying about the breath, as you said, is very powerful. It's a powerful tool that we have that we don't use effectively.
And the water.
So
the water as well.
And
drinking the water. You know what? There are books about how water is so important. And my mom was saying, Barbara, you need to drink more water. And I used to have just this big cup with the straw always with me 24 hours a day. I need to get another one of those and just have it near me. Just, is it okay if we add some flavor to the water? Because it's hard just to, like, chug down water all day, because it just seems to be so boring sometimes when we're not thirsty. But they say when you are thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
And you know, I want her to tell us about the water. Johnny, let her tell us about the water, because it's so important.
Right.
Yeah.
I need to hear this. So it makes me do things when I hear it. And so why? Tell us what you know about drinking water. Why it flushes out the toxins. What else does water do that we need it so badly?
Well, we need it because we're primarily made of water.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to replenish, and it also cleanses and clears all the negativity, everything, all the toxins, and everything that we pick up. And what I wanted to say about water, and I wanted to connect water to thought, and I wanted to say that thought is energy, and just think about the fact that we're primarily made up of water, 80%, I think. And think about what happens to ourselves, our water, inside of ourselves when we pollute our water with our negative thoughts.
Oh, okay.
Think
I never
that.
Really thought about it like that.
Yes, because our thought is a powerful energy. And as I wanted to really, talk about this, because people don't get it. We're conditioned to focus on what's going wrong in life and not really appreciate all the good things in life. We focus on what we don't have instead of what we desire in our lives. So we're always thinking, And not in a good way. We're thinking bad things. We're thinking negative thoughts. And all of this is affecting us tremendously and creating disease within us, disharmony. So
how much can our thoughts and our words affect our life? Hopefully not too bad, because sometimes I can be negative, Nelly, and I just feel like, why can't I do anything right? Nothing's working today, with technology. Oh, and I keep saying this, even in my head or out loud even, it's so negative. So am I bringing more negativity to my day?
Yes, you are. You're not in alignment with your soul, your power, your superpower. When you lose your connection with your power, then that's your spiritual truth. You know what? You got to understand that that everything that is not of love, for, you know, anything that is not of, I'll turn it the other way. There's two of us. This is what I have to say. There's two of us. This is what people have to understand, that, you know what, there's ourselves, our ego, and our true self, our soul. Our ego mind, which is, it is our personality. It is our self-preservation. It is a fear-based beingness, state of being, with anger, with guilt, self-righteousness, intolerance, comparing, comparing constantly, competing with others, racing for time. This is not who we are. It's our mind. And that's creating a lot of stress in our minds. And it's competing with our true self, which is our soul, which is love, compassion, unity, forgiveness, acceptance, gratitude, joy, happiness, kindness. So there has to be a balance here. And we have to understand that when we're in fear, we're in competition, we're, not accepting of our reality, we're constantly resisting our connection, our soul power.
Have you worked with a person who just is not getting it and just cannot tap into this? Or are you pretty successful when working with people?
People who come to me because they want to change. They're ready for change and they want better. So they're open and they're willing and they have the intention to have something different, to have something better, to open to new awarenesses. So they're ready. People who are ready will get what they need. So
I bet it's very rewarding.
Yes. It's very rewarding to see people's lives change right, in front of you. And, it's just a change of mindset. It's understanding who we are, understanding that, hey, you're not your mind. You're not your ego. You're not that thing inside your head that's telling you to stop and to creating fear and telling you to not go there because you're not going to succeed, telling you that you're worthless, telling you to think about the past and what happened to you, and how could that person say that to you, and how dare that person talk to you that way, or thinking, worrying about the future, what's going to happen in the future. No, this is your ego. You know, we have to learn to be more present and live in the present moment, because that's the only reality. That's the real thing that exists. That's it. There is no other reality. There is no other moment.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You said that you worked closely with ELSL and special needs students for over 30 years. Do you find out anything with that when you worked with those kids?
Did I find anything that worked with those kids?
No, that happened, like, spiritually when you worked with those kids.
I'm sorry, say that again.
When you worked with ESL and special needs students, did you have any kind of spiritual connection with kids like that? Because I've also found that kids are very psychic.
Yes, I did. I connected with them very deeply, and I think it was, I connected with them. I really felt them because I really felt their pain, their struggle, and I really wanted to help them, and I did help them a lot. I helped them with adjusting to their new environment. I helped them with many challenges that they had through their time, their transition from their countries to here, and also the special needs students with their challenges. I helped them tremendously because I cared so deeply, and I did connect with them at the spiritual level. But at that time, I wasn't spiritually minded. I could say I wasn't on a spiritual journey, but I just knew. I mean, I had an open heart, and I had such a deep love and appreciation for these students, and I wanted to help them so very much, and I did. And I think it just opened my heart to even more compassion, And that was part of my journey here, I think, in life. It was meant to be that I would be a teacher and I would be helping these students to learn ways in helping themselves. Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Joanna,
Did you hear? Where
do you work out of? Where? How do you help these kids? Where are you located?
Well, I don't teach anymore. I'm retired now. I did that for 30 years.
Wow.
But I'm located in Toronto. That kind of paved the way for what I'm doing now, my spiritual work. My work with the students kind of opened my work to my spiritual work to helping adults, align with their truth and to help themselves. But yes, I'm here in Toronto, and this is where I work. I also do Reiki, and I assist people by offering them, intuitive guidance sessions and also channeled sessions, and of course, my book.
Oh, tell us about your book now. We want to hear more about your book,
okay.
The title, where we can find it as well.
Yeah, sure. My book is available on Amazon and anywhere books are sold, actually. And it's called Awaken to Your Truth, The Time Is Now. And the title was chosen by the Ascended Masters, and the book was written through their energy. They came through and spoke through me to deliver this book to our people at this time of great need. And in this time of transition in our lives, I should say. Awaken to Your Truth is a book that is for definitely relevant to our time, and it represents everyone, and it offers astute insight into transforming our lives. It's a quiet yet urgent call to action with a radical change of mindset, and that's all in the hope of creating a better world. And you know what? It's for readers who question what they've been taught, and for readers who feel trapped in their routines, and seek to find their own truth. And Awaken to Your Truth addresses fundamental truths from letting go, embracing life, loving yourself, and being grateful, to executing compassion, faith, humility. And, you know, Barbara, we each have a different yet unique journey, but despite it all, there are similarities, and this book is equipped to help everyone through their process, knowing that they're not alone.
Wow, I love that you have a book, and it's so easy to purchase. Is it on audio as well? I like audio books.
I know, and you know what? I was just called upon to do that, and I'm now soon going to be working with someone that's going to be helping me with that, and an audio book should come out soon.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
And I can tell now that you are from Canada. I can hear a little bit the accent, so that's cool. I love Toronto. Okay, I want to go back to my childhood because at the beginning of the show, you were saying that you've always been different. When you were a child, you knew you were different. I want to know how you were different. And did you feel that there were many years where you had to suppress this, or was your family always pretty open about hearing what you had to say and express?
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll start from where I'm from, a small city outside of Niagara Falls. You know Niagara Falls, I'm sure.
Yes.
And my life wasn't an easy one as I grew up. No. I grew up feeling like overwhelmed, depleted, not appreciated. And because I felt different. I was different from others. And I had a deep sense of knowingness. And I was always restless and always questioning and searching for answers. I just wasn't happy to settle into what was the norm, and this created a lot of heartache and struggle within my family. So Yeah, no one understood me, and no one was like me, no one that I knew anyway. And so I often retreated within myself and avoided being with others. And I felt like I had no voice. So
did you have siblings?
And I, pardon?
Did you have any siblings?
I had one sister who I'm not close with. I never was. She never could understand. Could never understand me. No.
What was the age difference?
I hid. She was 3 years older than me.
So you hid, and you felt really lonely, I can imagine. And then you had to go to church. You were going to a Christian church,
Sunday,
correct?
Yeah, I had to go to church every Sunday, and I just didn't feel comfortable. I just didn't feel like I just knew something was wrong. I just didn't like the fact that there were so many rules. Like, what is this? You know, I couldn't even breathe. So
you think
anyway,
everybody's
going
to go to heaven?
So,
and they do not. They do not.
No, well, there was a lot of guilt tied to religion, and so I just felt like I was a big sinner for even having thoughts like I had, you know. And,
which are totally normal.
Yeah.
You're a human being. You're going to have normal thoughts like growing up. We all do, and they do make you feel like a sinner, and I can totally relate to that. I'd sit there feeling like I was a sinner, and now that I am grown...
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. That's so sad.
No.
So you grew up this way. There's a lot of mediums and psychics, people working in the paranormal, healers, all of that, that were Christians, but they've incorporated Christianity. They still say, well, I still follow Jesus. Do you at all? Do you associate your work with Christianity at all?
No, I do not. I don't consider myself religious. I consider myself spiritual. Religion separates us. Religion is like, there's a competition involved in religion, and there are, like, still, there's a lot of rules. So you have to be a certain way in order to go to heaven. And in religion, we're taught to believe that we're born as sinners. Well, we're not. I mean, I know better because I communicate with the higher beings. So, you know, I communicate with God. God has come through my channelings as well. And they're just so loving. Messages are so loving, so beautiful. So, like, you know, God is love. God loves us the way we are. He doesn't want us to be a certain way because that would be restrictive. He wants us to make mistakes so we can learn and grow and evolve. And he's forgiving. And religion is not that. So, no, I don't associate myself with religion, but I do believe in Jesus and Jesus' teachings. Now, Jesus, I do not believe is a religion. It's in the religion. And I think Jesus is a master, and he's a leader, and he came to show us the way by showing us through example. You know, this is what Jesus is. Jesus is kindness. Jesus is love. Jesus is compassion. Jesus showed us how to be. We just have misinterpreted Jesus, you know,
well,
because
Jesus,
of the Bible and what
Jesus,
the Bible says.
But doesn't Jesus Christ mean, okay, Christ, when people say Christian, that means be Christ-like. Yes, and if they would stick to that, be Christ-like, that would work. But they don't stick to that. They add all their own rules.
No.
Jesus loved everybody. He was warm, forgiving to everybody. So, hey, I agree with that. I'm totally on your page.
Yeah. And you know what, Barbara? We all have Christ consciousness within us, that light. We have that. We're all divine beings. We all have that beautiful light within us. It's just, you know, some of us haven't accessed it yet because we're so hung up on our beliefs and how, what with, you know, certain things. And these beliefs are not serving us. And we've been raised that way to.
The Christians who are out
you know what?
Dismay. You can still believe in Jesus. We do. It's just all of the rules and regulations, the man-made ones, that we don't.
That's right.
So that I think would reach a lot more people, and that they would be more open to it. Actually, my mother, she was a devout Christian and just couldn't get enough of the Bible and Jesus' word. She was not afraid to die. So I was very thankful. But she wasn't so open to the psychic world. And, you know, I've been on this show for a few years now, and obviously she knew what I was doing. But it wasn't until the week before she died I was with her that she really opened up to the paranormal, and she said she saw angels right behind me when I was sitting at her bedside, and 2 days in a row she saw angels, and they were there to take her, and she was not afraid. And I was saying, Mom, so are you open to talking to me when you're in heaven? I want you to know that you can. And she said, yes, I'm getting chills right now, Joanna. What does that mean?
Aw, isn't that beautiful? She's with you. Oh, that's
wow.
So beautiful.
I got chills earlier, too, when I was talking about the white feathers. Wow.
Isn't that something?
I love it. I want to know what Johnny's thinking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Johnny, he loves to get the healers on the show, but yet I don't think that he does the work enough to tap into his own abilities as
he can heal himself.
Go ahead, tell us, Johnny.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by my own. What are you talking about?
Well, your own power as a positive thinker.
Very rarely on the show do I speak up. You know, I'm usually the one who speaks the least. But, you know, and occasionally I will have something that's profound, but I'm
no, it's not about speaking up or making a point. I have asked you many times, what are you doing? Are you meditating? What are you doing spiritually?
Every time I go to bed at night and I'm asleep, that's a profound experience because the doors are open. I always found sleep fascinating because it's like 1 minute you're laying in bed, the next minute you're dreaming about something, and you don't even know how you got there. You know,
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I love sleep too.
So
I do love the dream meaning. Go ahead, Joanna.
Yes,
elaborate.
You know what? I believe that a lot of us do connect that way in our dream state when we just kind of let everything go, and we are taken to the spirit world because we let down our ego. Our guard is down, so we're very open. So we do travel. And some of us remember, you know, our dreams, and it's a beautiful thing. Yes. So, yeah, definitely that happens. That happens to many during our dream state. And then
dreams
a
are
lot
interesting.
Of times, we wake up. Like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but waking up between 3 and 5 in the morning and having inspiration, like a lot of, you know, you're filled with insight and inspiration at that time. I mean, that has happened to me a lot of nights where at 3 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, I'm up and I'm like, what was going on? And I take a pen and paper and I'm writing. And what comes through is just divine. And it's because that's the time that they can reach us better.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask you, and you said it right when I was about to ask you, do you keep a pen and paper bedside? That's important.
I do keep a pen and paper at my bedside, and sometimes I don't want to get up, and I'm like, oh, man, are you serious? You know? And
will not remember most of the time.
No, you don't. No, you don't remember. If you don't write it down right away, you won't remember. No.
I'm going to start doing that. So, I'm going to make it clear. I'm going to make it organized. Put a pen and paper. Yes, and I love getting into that creative moment and just pen and paper and just let it flow. I think that's important to write it because you are reaching another level of making it verified. And all of that is us as humans. This is what we do, our coordination, our hands, our body. How important is exercise? our body is our temple, well, movement, right?
Yes, movement is very important. Movement is definitely very important because you have to get your flow. You have to flow. You have to create movement for energy to flow. If it doesn't flow within you, then it becomes stagnant. So I use an approach that's called shamanic dance or ecstatic dance, it's called. And it's a healing modality, and it involves music, and I do that. That's one of the things that I use when I help my clients. And it's basically moving your body and letting it go wherever it wants. And you'll be amazed at how eventually spirit will come through and take over your body and take it to places that you don't even know, and healing will happen. So that was my first connection with the spirit world, and that was way back in like when I was in the late 40s, during a yoga class, they put on this fast paced music and they told us to just dance and just go with the music, and I just all of a sudden spirit took over me and my body was going in all directions. Other people
is
were
that
following
kind of
me,
like,
structure me. It was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like speaking in tongues?
No. That's different. That's speaking. This is movement. When you're like you're dancing and your arms are going, your head is going, your legs are going, and you're not even aware. Like you're not moving them. They're moving for you.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that is the same thing, but is it the same kind of thing to where people speak in tongues and because they let their mouth go, their speech go? Okay.
Yes. That's called light language. Mm-hmm. That's called light language. And all of a sudden, your voice. When I channel, I use my vocals as well besides writing, but that's different. But light language is different because it's in a different language.
Okay, because many people have said that I speak in my sleep, and I said, am I...
Uh-huh.
Understandable, or is it just gibberish? And they say it's just gibberish. So maybe I am doing something like that. I feel very spiritual myself.
You might be.
Yes.
Right. Wow.
So is this dance called shamanic dance? Shamanic? Is that what you call it?
Shamanic.
Shamanic. Okay. I wrote that down.
Yeah, S-H. Shamanic dance, or it's also called ecstatic dance, ECCSTATIC. So, these are... Now, I just wanted to offer the listeners a free session. Can I do that?
Sure. Wow. How generous of you. Go ahead. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, my purpose is to serve in all ways possible, and I do this by helping people, step into their own sort of thing, get out of the fog and move into clarity to live their lives with passion and purpose. So I want to help them get some clarity, and I thought, okay, what could I do? And I thought, well, maybe I can offer them a free session, with the angels, whereby they get to receive a healing just by being in this high vibrational energy, and also ask their questions and get answers that they need to make their life better. So all they have to do is just go into my website awakeningyourtruth.com and order a copy of my book, a paperback copy. And then, I also welcome any questions at my email address.
I want to
say something.
Awakening Truth.
Okay, so should they email you and mention that they heard you on Life, Laughter, Happiness and you will do this for them, or do they have to order your book and then they get their free session?
Sure.
Now,
yes,
they
can
let her
answer. Johnny, I'm not sure what the listeners have to do. Let her explain. Go ahead.
They can go to my website, order my book, and then email me and connect with me, tell me who they are, and then I will definitely give them a session. 100%.
Good deal. And I think they should read it first so they can have their proper questions ready. They don't want to waste their questions. Get the info in your mind. Have the questions that are pertinent and you're going to get your free session. That's very generous of you. Thank you, Joanna. And
no.
Joanna,
you know what?
Johnny's really jumping to ask you a question.
Well, actually, what it is that we have a caller, and this caller is a friend of yours.
Joanna?
Oh, Linda.
Oh, Linda. Hey, Joanna. How are you?
Hi, Linda.
I just called in to give you guys a shout out.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry I couldn't call earlier. I had a meeting myself, so I just got done with my meeting. But anyway, I just wanted to call and wish you all the luck.
Is this Linda,
Linda,
dating expert?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
How
yeah.
are you?
You have two books.
Did
you guys
have a good show?
Go get on Amazon.
Did you guys have a good show?
Yeah, we had a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You did, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was a really good
show.
This
is how I met Joanna. Was through Linda.
Well, tell everybody Linda's last name and her book as well, since she's on here, and they can go to Amazon and get two books. Go ahead, Johnny.
There you go. All right.
Johnny, go ahead.
Okay, well, the name, isn't the name of your book in Hitched in 30 Days? Is that what it's called?
Hitched in 90 days.
Hitched in 90 days. Okay, well, I do know this.
Yes.
I mean, I do know that you are the four C's, that you have the four C's. I know about that. And we've had you on a number of times. And
I don't know what that means.
What? The four C's?
So, based on my academic research and also by interviewing 20,000 men, I came up with a plan for the sexes to win over the opposite sex. So it's my contention that if they do the four C's, in other words, the four tenets that I outline in my book, that they can win over the opposite sex anywhere, anytime, you know.
Oh,
always.
Yes.
Because,
now I get it.
Biological drives, once you know what those drives are and what motivates the other person, it's all easy peasy. It's like you've been given the magic key that unlocks the lock.
And plus, you backed it up with interviewing like 400,000 men, right?
20,000. We'll take the numbers.
No,
20,000, yeah.
More. I know.
There's more.
Yeah. Okay, that is awesome. And you guys are friends, you and Joanna.
Johnny was counting, and he said 100,000.
Okay.
He was there with me in the trenches when I was writing it. Right, Johnny? You were there from the very beginning, I think.
Oh, yeah.
There's some background noise, you guys. Hold on, Johnny. Does somebody have their TV on? If you could turn off any background radio or television, that would be great because it is loud.
Yeah, it is loud.
Hmm.
What is that, Johnny?
I don't know. It's not me.
Not
Joanna,
me.
Are you still there?
Yes,
Joanna,
I'm
are you
right
there?
Here.
Do you have a TV on?
You have a TV in the background?
No.
Okay.
No,
it's
no,
better
I don't.
Now.
Is there a fork? Is there a fourth person on the line? Oh, look, now it's quiet.
No, everything's quiet now. Everything's so quiet now. Wow, so I love it that you two are friends, Joanna and Linda.
Yeah.
Joanna Alexopoulos and Linda Gross are both authors. Now go out to Amazon and get their books. Joanna's is called Awaken to Your Truth. And Linda Gross's is Hitched in 90 Days. And
that's right.
I have Hitched in 90 Days, and now I'm going to go get Joanna's book a little later. But you guys really have helped us and a lot of other people out there, and we commend you for your work because even though you do get paid, it's coming from your heart and your soul. I mean, this is something you are passionate about. And how wonderful is that to to be able to live your passion, make a living off of your passion that you believe in. You guys are blessed beyond.
Well, you know, your words ring really true, and I know it also holds true with Joanna, because that's kind of her line of work, but it happened that way exactly for me. I was woken up by whatever force at 4 a.m. in the morning, and it said, and normally I wasn't an early riser like that, it said, get up, get up, get out of bed. I'm like, what? And they're like, go to your computer right now and type the following words. It was one sentence. Type the following words. And that's what started the whole thing. It was like a, you know, a voice from beyond or whatever.
What were the words you typed in, though? I forgot.
Gosh, what were the words? I don't even remember. They weren't even all that important. All I knew was something to do everyone needs to hear your message. Needs to hear your message. So I got up. I went to my computer, and it was almost like I was possessed. The words were like typing themselves. It's like I just put the fingers on the keyboard, and it was just typing itself. It was the weirdest thing. It was like, and it only helped me for like the first couple of pages. The rest was up to me to finish the book. But that was the motivating factor, was some voice from beyond woke me up from my sleep. I don't know how Joanna got her start, but I would imagine that her start
same
was
thing.
Probably in the same vein. Yeah.
Same kind of thing. She said that her guides talked to her, right, Joanna?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was guided to sit at the computer and write this book. They told me I'd be writing a book, and I just sat at the computer. I didn't know. And then one day we decided to just sit there and just wait. And then I put my hands on the keyboard, and all of a sudden they came through. I said, well, finally you're here, you know, with the Ascended Masters, and we are so grateful that we were connecting with you today. I didn't even know at the time who the Ascended Masters were. Yeah.
You see,
yeah,
you put your hands on the keyboard. That was my experience, too.
And people might think
this
is weird, but it's not, because if we're talking about that realm out there, we're probably in the dinosaur ages with computers to what they know. Yes, because it works with the phone as well. Yeah, they're using all of these tools.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for our human form to catch up down here. So I believe all of that. And you know what? About that waking up at that time, we just interviewed a friend of mine named Audra Lynn. Same thing happened to her. She woke up at that time, and she's like, I have it. I'm going to make this shampoo for the sensitive skin of these dogs. She was into the animal world and showing dogs and horses. And she became so highly successful with this product.
Wow.
Wow.
Beyond her wildest dreams.
Amazing.
And she said, I never even thought about it. Not even once when I was awake thought about this idea that I woke up like that. I wrote it down and I went and did it. I felt this compelling force to make me go and do it. Research it to see formula and everything. And she goes, it's been so highly successful. It's changed her life. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, was no backing out. There was no like, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to pull the covers over my head. I'm not done sleeping. Just calm down. You know, it's just a dream. There was not.
Wow.
Snow that threw me out of bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is listen to your intuition. Because you know how sometimes you walk into a room and automatically you feel joy or automatically you feel sadness or some kind of emotion or whatever? Just listen to that, because it is your higher self talking to you.
Yeah, but what if it's a big group, like it's a circus or it's a crowd of people? There's got to always be some negative energy out of all those people, percentage-wise. It's just going to happen. So are you the
Absolutely.
Type,
there's negative energy, but look at it from the point of view that you're the antenna.
Okay.
That God put you there in that room of 1,000 people, like 500 people, whatever it was, but you have your antenna up and you are the receiver.
Can we make it so it's not going to bother us so much and we can be out in groups and go to the fair and all that without anxiety?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you can turn the antenna to the left or turn the antenna to the right, like whatever it is. You don't have to capture everything. You just capture the important part that the universe wants you to hear.
Because there were so many psychics.
And you know what? Some of the time, the important part is the bad message. Some of the time.
Oh.
You know, it's...
Don't
so,
be afraid.
But that's okay,
hey,
too. Just realize, I was like listening to, you know, this Uvalde massacre that happened with the school kids and whatever. I was listening to Matt McConaughey, who actually is from that town. And the interviewer, he actually went there after the shooting and he like gave a speech or whatever. Matthew McConaughey is from that small little Pisquik town that the massacre just happened in. Uvalde.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
go ahead.
here's the spiritual part of this conversation. The interviewer was asking him, like, hey, I read that 20 years ago you wrote down on a piece of paper, I will win the Academy Award. And he goes, yes, that's true. You know, he's been in, you know, dozens and dozens of movies. He never won the award before, not even close.
Not yet.
Right?
Not yet.
And so he had that crumpled up piece of paper in his pocket or a bathroom mirror or whatever it was for like 20 years. And sure enough, it came true. He won the Academy Award for Fires Club, which
was a story about AIDS, right? He is Academy Award. He's an Oscar winner.
Yes, he won about 4 or 5 years ago. How did this happen? How did this manifest? This little piece of paper that you wrote down that you will win it, and his answer just blew my socks off. His answer was, the target was already there, the target meaning the prize of the Academy Award. He says the target was already there. It was me who had to acknowledge that I was the arrow that will fly in the air and get to the target.
I love him, and that is amazing. I'm writing it down right now, but I want to say that I listen to him when I look up self-help to listen to as I clean the house or something like that. He's one of my favorites that I have. He does self-help everybody speeches. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Wow. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he, you know, I guess he had a sense of who his higher masters are, and he realized, no, I have this backwards. I'm the actor looking for the prize. It's the other way around. The prize, meaning the Academy Award, the prize is actually searching for me.
Maybe he had his antenna bright, because if he didn't, do you believe that he hadn't had it on? He may have been overlooked, though, if he hadn't been in tune spiritually. Do you think he could have been overlooked and the Oscar maybe go somewhere else?
No. If he had not been in tune spiritually with this, because like I say, prior to this, he had made, you know, dozens of movies. He was not Academy Award material with the other movies at all.
Right.
They were even close. I mean, they were enjoyable movies. Don't get me wrong, but they were not
Romantic Academy Award material.
Right. They were not Academy Award material. So he tuned in to his higher self or whatever, and he turned the whole thing around. He goes, no, no, I'm not searching for the prize. The prize is searching for me.
I love it. I bet you like him too, though, Linda Gross, because of that one movie, which is one of my favorites he was in. Yes, it was Matthew McConaughey. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Or dates? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Dates.
Oh,
dates.
My gosh, I love that. Days?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, wasn't that hilarious? And see, it's so funny because she was doing everything wrong, but she still kept it. But I bet if we read your book, we'll find things that she didn't know she was doing that attracted him. Right?
She was doing all these things to push him away because she didn't want this date. Yes.
Right. But in reality, it made him want her more, I think, because, well, there's a lot of things. I don't want to give it all away, but
yeah.
I do believe it, because she could just be herself. You know, we're all always trying to be so perfect. And in your book, you're not about, oh, a woman is having to be perfect and not really who she is. You explain in detail how they can, what they can do, which is a part of themselves, to get the man within 90 days and get the ring on their finger and get married. We have so many people who want this, you guys, calling every Friday on Psychic Night Fridays with Dale Shear. We have people wanting love, wanting love, wanting love. We need to promote Linda's book a little more, Johnny.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I do have a chapter in my book, kind of like the movie. I have a chapter in my book, and the women get so mad at me. The chapter says, don't tell him what you want. Because every woman I have ever talked to, I have ever met, on the first date, they're like, blah, 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 blah. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And they overwhelm the guy to the extreme, to where he tunes out, he's not listening, he's offended, and he could care less what she's talking about. Every
and he never
woman
will
does
listen.
This. So I tell my women, on the first date, don't tell him what you want. And they're like, well, what am I supposed to do instead? And I'm like, what you're supposed to do instead is just be fun and just be chill. Just be chill. You can talk about marriage and kids and all that crap. You can talk about all that later. Not on the first date. Just avoid the subject altogether. And
but
you know
you
what?
Know,
I personally did this in my life. And the guy would say, what's wrong with you? Why are you different? How come you're not talking about marriage? And then they would start asking me, which is exactly what you want.
Awesome. Joanna wants
but
to say something about that.
Yeah, you know what? I think, and in my book it says about, it's all about self-love and loving yourself, understanding who you are and connecting to your higher self and to create from this place of alignment with your soul, and everything that you ever wanted and wished for would just be coming to you from that place of love. So you know what, when you're in alignment with your soul, when you're connected to God, your desires become your reality. There's nothing that you have to force. It just comes. You want a man in your life, you want a woman, whoever you want your soulmate. You know, you put it out there and you will get that. When you're confident with yourself, when you know who you are, you know, and that's all, that's from a spiritual standpoint, that's what my book is about and what is the truth. And this is what people have to understand. There's nothing that you have to do.
Do you find
so Joanna, how would you?
Go ahead. Well, no, just before you do your rebuttal, we have this girl that calls in all the time, and she says, I've done so much work on myself. I have put in the work, and she's still so downtrodden. You can hear it in her voice. She's downtrodden because it's not working. She's not finding the guy, and she's ready. She's spiritually ready, you know. She's ready, 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 and it's not happening. What do we tell her?
Well, there is resistance, obviously. There's resistance at the subconscious level. So you have to really, really get to that point where there's no resistance by allowing. allowance is the key. Just like Abraham Hicks says, you have mm-hmm. to be at that point of no resistance in order for allowance to come and flow. So what you have to do is, you know, meditate, breathe. Breathe and trust and be patient with yourself and be loving with yourself. It's all about you. It comes back to you and how you treat yourself.
I like you guys together. You guys together are amazing. We could send so many people who want love, they want that partner, to you both, because first they have to get ready spiritually.
Actually,
then they have to, you know what to do with it, right?
Well, I was going to say something. I was going to say something about that, because this is how they knew each other. When we were in the boot camp, what they told us to do was they told us to get an accountability partner, somebody that we could work together with. And these two people were accountability partners for each other. Is that right, Linda?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a different partner, which kind of like was flaked out on me and didn't really respond and didn't really do the homework. And Joanna, out of the blue, she goes, there's something about you. I'm drawn to you. I want you to be my accountability partner.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And we've been fast friends ever since.
There's so many areas that were so in alignment
that it was, like Joanna says, it was effortless. It was just effortless that even though I had somebody, and I told her, somebody already picked me, whatever, and she goes, but there's affinity.
Yeah.
There's something with you. I trust you. There's something with you that I want you to be my partner. And I was more than happy to be her partner. So with regard
so
to your caller, let me answer that question. The fact that it's still not happening is because there's an element of control, and the control is not doing her any favors. So maybe she has done the work, but there's something that's deep, deep, deep that she's trying to force it, control it, something or another. And that negative energy is creating a little bit of a blockage.
Yeah, I think that she wants this
control,
exact thing. Too much, because nobody's going to do the exact thing that she wants. I mean, unless she can just poof, they're there right in front of you. You can't get exactly what you write down, can you? I mean, well, maybe you can. But I do think, though, there is a negative force within everything. She's calling for like 3 years now, right, Johnny? I think you might know who I'm talking about.
No.
Don't guess. I don't want you to guess.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Hey, look at your text.
So, Joanna, is there something that you would recommend for this caller to help lift that blockage?
I think awareness is the key. If the person is aware that they're doing that, are they aware? Is she aware? Is she aware that she has this happening that perhaps she's controlling things?
No, because when she calls, she's always calling for the psychic. The psychic just always tells her, okay, she calls every Friday. The psychic tells her, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen. But she's not giving her any of the stuff that you guys could give her. And that's fine. And the psychic is really great. But I'm going to recommend to her a couple of these books called Your Books.
You know what? I would recommend. Yeah. I mean, awareness is very good, but that's not going to get you over the ledge. My recommendation would be just to let go.
You sound both the same.
Is
this Linda or Joanna?
I was going to say about the psychic saying that she shouldn't worry. Stop worrying. I think that is very important. That's powerful. You know, she's not listening. She thinks it's complicated. There's more to it than
not,
to do.
She's not listening. She can't relate to it.
Which one's not listening, the psychic or the caller?
The caller.
Okay. but the psychic saying don't worry, but not giving anything to help her to figure out how not to worry about it.
Okay, well, what she can do is start a gratitude journal and focus, you know, train her mind to focus on what she has and what she, instead of what she doesn't have. Because when she's focusing on what she doesn't have, and that's creating stress and worry, and then she'll never get what she wants.
Okay.
So you got to retrain, reprogram your mind. And gratitude is a real, it sounds simple, but it's a big tool.
It all makes so much sense. I want to help. We have the direct number to her. We do. We have the direct number to this caller.
Oh, okay.
She's somewhat of a friend now because she's great. And I'm going to intervene or have Johnny do so and give her some more info because she wants to learn more.
Yeah.
She wants to work on herself so much. And you guys together are amazing. Joanna Alexopoulos and Linda Gross.
Yeah.
With both of your books, Awaken Your Truth, Joanna's book, and Awaken to Your Truth, and you can get it on Amazon and Linda's.
The time is now. Sorry, I have to say that there's a subtitle, The Time Is Now.
Okay, Awaken to Your Truth, The Time Is Now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Okay,
I like
Joanna's advice with gratitude because it sets you out of yourself. You can't be like selfish, only me, only thinking of me. When you're in a space of gratitude, you're thinking about the other person. Like, how can I shower gratitude on the other person, which gets you out of your head, which is what she needs to do.
Yeah.
And another avenue for her to use is let go. And sometimes you can practice this with a physical activity. Like, for example, I went zip lining a couple of years ago. And it's like, holy crap, you're on that ledge. And you've got to trust that the harness and the cables and the instructor and, like, everybody is, like, on your side, that you're looking over the ledge thinking, there's no way I'm going to jump. Are you kidding me? But you have to let go. And when you let go, once again, you can't be in your head. So that's another form of releasing some of this control energy that she has. And you
great
know what?
Analogy.
She probably did all the work, but she's not letting go. She's not, there's a blockage there, and that's what you need to, like, you know, rattle that blockage and blow it up
let
a little
her know.
Bit.
I think so, too, because
yes,
it's scary to let go like that. That's why it's such a great analogy what you just said.
Is.
It's scary. So emotionally, it's just as scary. So, hey, do it.
Yeah.
No, you have to do it. And
yeah,
also, I like what you said about what can I give? What am I going to give my partner? Like, switch it around. Stop saying, well, I want this. I deserve this. I deserve, because I've done all this work on myself, so I deserve some. Be really great, and I deserve this. What about I've done the work, so now I can give so much love. I can give so much of this, that, and the other to my partner. It's going to be phenomenal. What about that, right? Mindset.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Another way to come out of yourself is to do volunteering or to do charity work of some sort. So, you know, go to a soup kitchen or go to Thanksgiving dinner and hand out, you know, Thanksgiving meals for 4 hours or, like, whatever it is, because it puts you outside of your body. It puts you outside of your head, and that's where her roadblock is. She's got to get out of her head.
What's interesting about that is Diva, who actually did that, was Chris Farley. He would go over Saturday Night Live, and a lot of people don't know is that he worked at a soup kitchen feeding the homeless. A lot of people didn't know that. And he would always show up for Mass the next morning after doing Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People didn't
it opened
know.
Him up. Shake it up, people. Shake it up. That's what I want to say. Shake it up a little bit. Do something different. You know what? I got to pat myself on the back. I was feeling down. I was feeling like I'm not treating my body right. I'm not exercising. I'm not getting out. You know, I'm not, there's nobody to love around me because I don't want to date right now. I want to love something. And my daughter, she doesn't like to get hugged that much and kissed all over her face. So I asked my girlfriend, please bring over your dog. Let me take care of this favorite dog of mine for a couple of days so I can feel the love. And it gets me out like five times a day. Out and walking in the park and throwing the ball. And, oh, my gosh, it's been doing wonders because I told Joanna in the beginning of the show that I kind of had a frustrating day. But, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. I've had the dog a couple of days, and it's been wonderful. So, you know, after a few more days of this love, and they're so just innocent, aren't they? They're just only love.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a good idea. I'm shaking it up a little bit. I can see there's something going on with me, and I'm trying to work on it. So think about that, people. This is as important as, you know, going on a job interview. You know, this needs to be attended to, which is you. You yourself. Mm-hmm. This needs to be worked on every single day.
Yay. Well,
that's
have your caller
Barbara,
listen to this show. Send her the link and have her listen to it.
Oh, I will.
Okay, now listen, guys. I'm
gotta
sorry,
go.
But you know what? I really have to go. It's 9:30 here, and I'm going to have to call it a night.
Okay. Well, we thank you
so much,
Joanna, for coming on. And everybody, go and find Joanna Alexopoulos everywhere on social media. AwakeningYourTruth.com is her website. Awakening Your Truth on Instagram, Facebook, and all you have to do when you go to the YouTube channel is type in Awakening Your Truth with Joanna. And, hey, find her. Get her book. Get her book, Awaken to Your Truth. The time is now. It's on Amazon. How easy is that? Thank you so much, Joanna, and we will have you back on, I hope.
Yay.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Good job,
Joanna.
Thank
you very much. Thank you,
Joanna.
Thank you.
I'm going to
sign off,
too.
All right,
and I love you, Joanna. Okay, we'll be in touch soon, and I'm so happy that you did it on the show. All right.
Linda,
bye, guys.
Thank
love you,
Linda. You. Thank you.
And
bye-bye. Love you.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Thank you.
Let the ladies go.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm just going to do
Linda's
shout-out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Johnny.
What?
I want to give Linda Gross a shout out as well because she joined on. Oh, okay. So, hey, first of all, I just want to admit something. Linda, she's so sweet. We've done many shows with her. She wanted me to do a write-up on, I don't know, Google or something about her book because I did buy it and I did read it and it was fantastic. And I didn't do it. And I know Linda will listen to this later, and now she will understand. I didn't do it because I am not dating. And I felt like if I do a review on the best dating book out there, that it would give out this illusion or this people would think, oh, she is trying to find a man, you know? So I didn't do it. But you know what? I don't care anymore. I love Linda. I love her book. And I am going to do that review, okay? Because it doesn't matter. I could write in the review that, hey, I'm not dating right now, but when I do, I am going to refer to her book, which is Hitched in 90 Days. And when I'm ready and I want to be hitched, I know where to go. And you can find that book on Amazon as well. So, and you know what? She did interview more than 100,000 Did she interview 100,000 men?
She actually waters down that number. She will
I
tell
know
you that
she waters it down because it's so unbelievable, that number. It's so funny because she doesn't even put the real number, which is more than 100,000 men she's interviewed. Tell us, Johnny, how many?
It's over 100,000. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but she'll tell. Yeah, it's watered down.
Wow. She knows a lot of people, especially a lot of men. This is so fun. This has been so fun. I loved our guest, Joanna Anastasopoulos, and I, of course, love Linda Gross, and that is cool that they met on your interesting platform that you partake in quite often, which is how to be a star. Right,
something like that. It's how to be on TV.
Like
I asked Linda
TV.
To do. And they were and Linda kept as the interview with tonight was going to happen. Linda kept calling to check in on me. She kept going, "Oh, are you interviewing Linda? Are you interviewing her tonight? Are you interviewing her tonight? Are you?"
You mean Joanna?
And it was
Linda
and it
checked
was,
to see if you were interviewing Joanna, right?
Yeah, she kept checking. And finally, So you know when it happened, I told Linda. I said, "This is happening tonight," and it's
she called
it's,
in.
She called in. All right.
And you guys, listeners, we never go over this long. We might go over 10, 15 minutes past the hour, but this is really much longer. But I thought it was so interesting. I didn't want to stop the show. What about you, Johnny?
I know.
Well, anyway, let's stop it now and be grateful. And let's move on this rest of the week with a different kind of mindset. How about that?
All right, great. Well, good night, Barbara.
All right, well, thank you, listeners, for listening to another episode of Life, Laughter, Happiness. Barbara and Johnny signing off. Good night.
Good night.